This is a below top secret podcast for the above top secret website. What You Know Net Radio is proud to bring you What You Know, Reform Party candidate for the AboveTopSecret.com President of the United States.
My fellow ATS voters, I am What You Know, your Reform Party candidate for the AboveTopSecret.com President of the United States of America. I am glad to be your candidate for this election. When this country was founded over 200 years ago, it was founded on the principles of liberty and justice. A civil war, two world wars, and a myriad of armed conflicts later, we have slowly seen these principles deteriorate from us. No longer are the doors to Congress open for all. No longer are our representatives that are elected by the people to represent the interests of the people willing to listen to the people. We have lost sight of the American dream. We have lost sight of what it truly means to live in a democratic republic, a true land of the free. I say we no longer stand for this injustice and tyranny. It is time for us to take back what was stolen from us. It is time for us to reform our government and ourselves to what we know to be right and true in this great nation of ours. The path to freedom is a long and perilous journey, fraught with dangers on all sides. But we, the above top secret members, should not fear that journey. We can and must be the beacon of truth to the average citizen, a shining light to expose the corruption and evils of this current governmental body that has fought tooth and nail to rip from us the very freedoms that we have forgotten belong to us. We stand here now on the precipice of a chasm. Looking down into it, one may see the future of this nation if it continues on its present course. Are we to become lemmings and hurl ourselves into the crevasse, blindly following our leaders to a certain doom never to recover? Or will we pause just for a moment to look at the way to the light, the promised land of freedom and opportunity that lay just a short distance away? This is why I, What You Know, am the clear choice for this website's esteemed office. My platform is a simple one: to take back from this government the rights that truly belong to the people and the choices that were so wrongly stripped from us, to expose the wrongs and injustice snuck by us on a daily basis, to be your voice to those whose goal it is to enslave you and to lead you from freedom to tyranny that currently hold office. This country needs to reform its needs, a break from the status quo. It needs and deserves to be the beacon of freedom and democracy that it once proudly stood for. I, What You Know, am the candidate for the job. I will be your voice, your faithful elected servant, and I will be your voice to those in power, and it will be you, the ATS voter, that truly holds the power once again. This November, elect me, What You Know, as this website's President of the United States, and you will not only have that voice, that power, you will know that you have sent a clear and loud message to those in power that this online community will no longer stand idly by as we watch this government pillage and rape the Constitution and loot our freedoms. You will no longer stand by and watch as we send our young men and women away to a war for no reason but political gains. We will no longer take the official story as fact. We are the above top secret community, have the power, the resources, and the determination to expose these lies, shed light on this corruption and demand from our government to be our government once again. I stand before you humbled by the sheer might and power that this online community wields. I am proud to be a member of this website, for I have seen through your threads and posts the awesome potential that this community holds. We, the above top secret community, need not fear the alphabet agencies, for we, the people of this and other great lands, know that those agencies truly work for us. It is high time that we, as an online community, send a united wake-up call to those in power to remind them of that fact. With the awesome power that is freedom brings the equally awesome responsibility to be ever vigilant to protect those rights. We have become distracted by the media and the sensationalism of our current lifestyle. In order to reform our government, we must reform ourselves. We, the above top secret community, needs to be the shining light that exposes the truth to the masses. We, the above top secret community, have the responsibility to inform the walking cattle that are among us of the lies and corruption that is so prevalent in our government today. We have the duty to our own individual communities to share the truth and to educate the masses to what needs to be aired. I hear it on the streets every day, the need and desire for this government to reform and to give back the freedoms that it wrongly stole from us. Nearly every American person sees that their government has gone from the beacon of freedom to a tyrannical, oppressive regime that shows no signs of getting better. They all have the same complaints, but not one of them thinks that they by themselves can bring about that change. This is the ideology that first needs to be reformed. This government is for the people and by the people, but it has become a government for the few and by the few. One nation not under God, but one nation under the dollar. This is where we, as the American people, desperately need to reform. Americans see that they no longer have a choice in the matter. We are force-fed candidates that are not true representatives of our opinion. They in turn force laws on us that we cannot agree with. We sit by and watch as lies lead us to war. This is what needs to be reformed in our government. We need not only for this to reform, but to reform ourselves to no longer stand by watching TV when our brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, die in a war that few agree with and lies brought us into. I believe that if our founding fathers saw the condition we as the American people have let our country get into today, they would be appalled and ashamed to call themselves Americans. We should be equally ashamed of ourselves to allow these injustices to continue on any longer. We have disgraced our founding fathers. We have disgraced the memory of those who have died to give us the rights that we so frivolously discarded. We have brought shame upon the name of liberty. Now is the time to erase that shame, that disgrace, and that dishonor from our shared heritage, so that we living now can proudly say to our grandchildren and children, we gave this world to you. Are you currently proud of this world that you live in? Is this the world we want to give to our children? I say no, and I for one will not sit idly and let this shameful world continue to slide into the abyss that it's going into. I, for one, will stand up and shout to those in Washington, enough! This will not be! Those of you that are with me, vote your conscience this September in this election and vote for me, what you know, as that voice. We in this generation should no longer stand for the way things have been going. We have the right and the responsibility to enact the changes we see fit. We are the ones that will ultimately be held accountable down the road when things go right or when things go wrong. I, for one, cannot abide by the way this government thinks it can run itself. These are all representatives. In your opinion, are they true representatives of you? The phrase, taxation without representation, was coined by Reverend Jonathan Mayhew in a sermon in Boston in 1750. By 1765, the term no taxation without representation was in use in Boston, but no one was sure who first used it. Boston politician James Otis was most famously associated with the term. Taxation without representation is tyranny. Now we have seen that this same phrase once again applies. This time I say unto you that we are not being representative by our government, and thus should not be taxed by them. Who does have the representation today? It is big corporations and big lobby groups. If this truism should still hold true, then these are the ones that need to bear the tax burden, not us. When I write to my congressman, I oftentimes receive my form letter with an electronic signature that has his little to do with what I have written about. I find this appalling to me and disgraceful to the office that my representative holds. These are the reforms that my candidacy is going to be geared towards. These are the changes that I want to implement. With your help, the above top secret community, we can finally have that voice. I have the passion and commitment to strive for the truth, the determination to aggressively demand the reasonable accountability of our government's actions, and the follow-through to see that the job gets done right. At the time I wrote this, the Iraq War has cost this nation $369,223,581,481. That amounts to each American paying $1,230.75 for an illegal war that has no end in sight. Don't you believe that this money should be refunded to us immediately? I know that I did not want the war in Iraq. We all know that this war was started under false pretenses and outright lies by this administration. Should we stand by and let our government spend money on a war based on these lies? Were your tax dollars well spent on something that you in your heart know was a just cause? I say no. Now our government, without our consent, is trying to decide whether or not to invade Iran. Is Iran a threat to our sovereignty? Again, I say no. Because Iran wants to build nuclear weapons, our government feels it has the right to threaten the Iranian government with an attack. As an American, is this not a clear reason to rein in the powers of this government and give them a unified wake-up call? Do not try and dictate what the world does within their own countries. When you vote this November, you'll vote for what you know for a top secret president of the United States of America will be the vote for change in this country. I would like to thank you all, the ATS community, for your support and my bid to be your voice. I would also like to thank the staff and administration for this great website. Thank you. I am what you know, and I endorse this message.
The preceding podcast was a production of What You Know Net Radio. For the campaign to elect What You Know, above topsecret.com, President of the United States.